This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution reads, "The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized." Yet in January, Congress and the President extended warrantless surveillance of phone calls, emails, your Facebook page and messages, just about anything you use to communicate with people. For 6 more years, the NSA, the National Security Agency, is allowed to spy on U.S. citizens. We found out the government was surveilling us because Edward Snowden showed reporters classified NSA documents. Several states since then have introduced bills banning cooperation with the NSA and its warrantless searches. Few have actually passed, but a bill in Michigan did pass. Republican Representative Martin Hauerlach's proposal goes into effect Sunday, June 17th. Representative Hauerlach joins us now. Welcome to Stateside.
Glad to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
So what does this law actually do?
So the law is pretty straightforward, and for all intents and purposes, it says that the state of Michigan will not participate in any unconstitutional endeavors with the United States government. And that really is, in a nutshell, what it is. And so it's very specific about what the Fourth Amendment means, and there are a couple of provisions in this bill that make it very clear so folks don't have to brush off their Constitution and know what they can and cannot do.
So what did you think this was necessary?
Well, on a practical level, we certainly don't want Michigan to do anything along the lines of what Utah did. Utah has a very large data gathering operation operated by the NSA in Provo, Utah. And obviously, utilities and access to that building are provided by state and local governments. And so, if nothing else, it just says, look, if the feds want to do that, if they want to spy on you as citizens, they're not going to do it from Michigan's soil. And Michigan is not going to participate in it. But I think on a bigger picture, it just sends a very strong message to Washington, and hopefully other states will join us in sending that strong message to Washington and also to our legislators at the Capitol in Washington, that they need to rein in the amount of domestic spying that they have and also slow down the expansion of the capabilities of the U.S. government to spy on its own citizens. There's a strong message that we're sending, and I think we're a trailblazer, too. And you don't hear that, or you hadn't heard that much about Michigan in the past, but along with our economy being a trailblazer now, we're also being a trailblazer for constitutional rights.
Yeah, I think California was the only other state that has a law that bans cooperating with the federal government in a warrantless search. Why do you think other states have not done so if there's widespread belief this is a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution?
I think that a lot is happening when it comes to domestic eavesdropping, spying, data gathering that is not very well known to the public at large. And obviously, legislators in Michigan as well as other states want to make sure that the federal government has the capabilities that it needs to in order to protect us from obviously foreign agents who want to do harm against the U.S. and its citizens. So this bill, in particular the Michigan bill, was crafted to really thread that needle, to both be very strong about not violating the constitutional rights of U.S. citizens while also ensuring that state and its local subdivisions can properly go about their job. We didn't want to inadvertently ban something that we've been doing in Michigan for years and years that's completely legal, so we need to be very careful about that. And we also are very strong in taking a stand on the Fourth Amendment. I have no idea why we have what should be very conservative, non-activist courts being very activist when it comes to allowing the federal government to do things on its own citizens that it really shouldn't be allowed to do.
Now, this was approved in an overwhelmingly bipartisan support in the legislature. Were you surprised by that?
Yes, pleasantly surprised. We only had one no vote in either chamber. And so both parties, the Democrats, were very strongly in favor of it, as were the Republicans. And I think the person who voted no, if I had some more time to talk to him, and he's a good friend of mine, then he may have felt differently as well. So we were very pleasantly surprised. And this is at least the third time this bill or some version of it's been introduced in the House.
I'm wondering why you think there's such a difference of opinion about warrantless searches of our electronic papers, the messages, the phone calls, difference of opinion between Michigan lawmakers and Washington lawmakers.
Well, part of it is, and you're seeing this really across all policy matters at state and federal government, is, you know, technology is changing. And so a lot of your statutes at the state level in particular are dealing with old technology, whether it's at tax issues or whether it be constitutional protection issues that are embedded in state laws. And so I think that's part of it. I think there's also part of the issue about just there not being a strong knowledge about what's happening, and I'd like to give the our Congress in Washington the benefit of the doubt. Maybe I shouldn't. I don't know, but maybe these folks just don't know what they're doing on a practical level. Maybe they're just so far removed from the trenches, if you will, they don't know what's really happening out there. That doesn't sound very good for them, but that's the best I can, because I really don't know. I mean, I think that they can easily provide the government, the federal government, the tools they need in order to do its constitutional role of protecting our country from foreign agents who want to do harm to us. But there are other law enforcement mechanisms for anybody who is a U.S. citizen who is up to some mischief, and we need to abide by the rights embedded in the Constitution to protect those who we believe are doing harm, and to give them the benefit of the doubt. In other words, innocent until proven guilty, and guilty only when proven beyond a reasonable doubt.
Republican Representative Martin Hauerlich sponsored a bill to ban Michigan law enforcement and public utilities from cooperating with the federal government and warrantless surveillance of electronic communications of U.S. citizens. Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you very much, Lester.